11 full-time workers will lose their jobs this summer if the Green Bay production facility is shut down. Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay has heard from several of them. Hansen has also met with the Brown County executive, the mayor of Green Bay, and the area school superintendent. He says all expressed concern that the closing of the facility will result in fewer educational programs, the type of shows that are made in Green Bay. Public TV is coping with its own deficit outside of the state's billion-dollar shortfall. Officials have said closing the facility would save hundreds of thousands of dollars. Production of educational programs would continue, but in Madison. Hansen says that could mean less coverage of northeastern Wisconsin and other areas. He says Green Bay staff should be allowed to look for operating money outside of public TV.
The thought is if we do close the production facilities down, that they will be gone forever, and that maybe if Madison took over the educational agenda, that in the end they'd say, well, it's too time-consuming, it's not worth it. You know, so we're feeling maybe it's short-sighted in the end, and that we've got to do whatever we can to try to make them self-sufficient.
The money could come from grants or from UW Extension, but Hansen says there won't be bailout money in the state budget.
And in the end, if there's no money, you know, we're going to do what we can, but there's no guarantees here at all.
Hansen is hosting a town hall meeting on April 24th in Green Bay to discuss options for the studio. It'll be held at the Brown County Central Library. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.